Josh Eisen is on the line. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning, Josh. You made the announcement that you're running for Senate. What made you want to throw your hat into this Senate election against Kirsten Gillibrand?
I think this year is an important year. We saw the success that Lee Zeldin and the Republicans had in the last election cycle. I've been working with a whole bunch of different volunteer organizations. I do a lot of work throughout New York City and throughout the state, and I've been traveling, and I just hear about a lot of the pain and the challenge in our state, and a lot of it is a result of just bad laws. People are forced to take bad agricultural and small business loans that tie up their whole lives, while at the same time, Kirsten Gillibrand is calling for a forgiveness of student loans that have no collateral and no liens and nothing. So we need to write better laws that help real people who work really hard and get rid of the bad laws that enable 18-year-olds to borrow $250,000 for no good reason at all and without any collateral. So that's just an example of a really bad law that I'd like to fix that Kirsten Gillibrand supports and that ruins lives. It just creates stress. For example, I was in Sahardi County and I saw a woman. I met a woman who was waiting tables on an hourly wage, yet at the same time, she owns a farm with 80 cows, a milk farm, a dairy farm, and she has to work hourly in order to make the interest payments on an extraordinarily onerous high-interest loan that was put out by the government in a program designed to help people, and yet it offers no help. It's just another form of prison that comes from the government. And while this is going on, as I said, they're offering forgiveness to students on loans because they don't work and they don't have a job. It's backward. And Kirsten Gillibrand is behind it all.
Josh, you mentioned Lee Zeldin, who a lot of people point to and say, you know, ran a good campaign for New York, ran a close campaign with against Governor Kathy Hochul. I don't have to tell you, this is a pretty blue state, difficult for Republicans to win in. What is your strategy against someone like Kirsten Gillibrand, who's been in Senate for a while? What's your strategy as a Republican trying to get some of those moderate votes, get those independent votes?
I think the strategy is the same as it is anytime you're competing with somebody and trying to win over people to your side, whether it's in business, which I do all the time. And over there, I guess you want to offer essentially a better product at a fair or better price. I think over here, I'm offering better ideas, which will result in people's lives improving faster than under Kirsten Gillibrand. Under Kirsten Gillibrand, we know the reality. We know what it looks like. There's public housing throughout the state. It's dilapidated. It doesn't work. That's Kirsten Gillibrand. There are these loan programs I discussed that just constrict people's lives while children, 18-year-olds, get $200,000 with no collateral at all. That makes no sense. These are the laws that Kirsten Gillibrand stands by and supports. And I can go on and on. So I think as long as I could teach people why she's not doing a good job and explain to them why I can do a much better job, that's the way to go. And you either win or you don't. But that's generally how you win any election. You prove to the people that you're the better candidate because your ideas are better, your policies are better. And in the case of an incumbent, you could just point to their track record and say, look, this is what she's done. I'm going to do it this way. And we'll see what they say. My feeling is, just being around the state, that people are encouraged by the ideas that I present and are unhappy with the ideas and the laws that are on the books that Kirsten Gillibrand supports.
You know, looking at Senate right now, it's very close, right? We got 51 Democrats, 49 Republicans. You look at Senate, you look at Washington, D.C. right now. What are some of the problems with today's government, especially at the federal level?
People are not, the lawmakers are no longer concerned with the law, right? Just think about the real question. Comparing me to Kirsten Gillibrand, the real question is which one of us really understands the problems of the state, and we can argue that both of us understand them well enough, and people can explain them to us, and we could study and learn them. But which one of us is capable of writing laws? Which one of us can write good laws? Isn't that the job of a senator, to be a lawmaker? I have a PhD in religion and legal theory. I spent 3 years in Cardozo Law School as a graduate fellow, and Kirsten Gillibrand is not that. She actually went to law school, became a lawyer, and really planted her flag on the side of, I make money in the law. I'm on the side of the people who charge $800 an hour for a lawyer. And I'm different. I'm on the side of the people who write great laws. And my goal is to write some of the most beautiful laws in the history of America, and at the same time to get rid of all the really crappy ones. And that's my goal. I think that's really the funny thing, is that nobody asked, hey, who's going to write good laws? Shouldn't that be the criteria? And in fact, so many other things are at play. So hopefully I can convince people to get back to basics. And when I do that, then also convince them that I'm the guy you should vote for if you're going to really get back to the basics of writing good laws based on an understanding of what people's problems are. And I'm ready to do it.
Josh, you know, you spoke Kirsten Gillibrand. She's been in Senate for a while, right? There's some things that I think you'd point to anyone who's been in government, you know, too long. They kind of forget the reality of being just an everyday citizen. Do you? And this is something we talk about in this show all the time. Term limits. Would you be a supporter of term limits if you got in the Senate?
100%. I would be a complete supporter of term limits. I'm a supporter of term limits now. Perhaps somebody could leave for, you know, a couple of decades and then come back as a different person, right? If somebody, let's say, did four terms in Congress, and we say that's the limit in their late 20s and early 30s, and then when they're in their 50s, after they had a family and all that, maybe they want to come back. But that would be the only exception, some kind of like 20-year gap where you're really getting a different person, right? You're getting someone else who's grown up and all that. But outside of something like that, 100%, there should be term limits. And frankly, I don't know if I should be saying this, but I don't see how I would do this job for more than 6 years. It's emotionally exhausting reading about people's stories, meeting people. I want to cry almost every night. And maybe a senator shouldn't cry. But if you heard about the horrible things that happen to people because of bad laws, if just the law was better, or if people implemented it more correctly, there'd be so much less suffering and pain in the state. But Kirsten Gillibrand is a classic government intrusion in the home Democrat. And when the government intrudes in your home, whether it's through social services, whether it's through incarceration, whether it's through bad loans, whether it's through all sorts of different ways in which the government gets inside of you, I'm just against all those things. So Kirsten Gillibrand represents that. And for her, those are great because she doesn't believe in term limits. She wants to hold on and cling to that job Strom Thurmond style to the day she dies. That's just not the American way. I'm a real American, and I'm going to write great American laws. And after 6 years, if I'm still healthy and well, I'll be happy to let somebody else run for that office and do their thing and bring their perspective. And I'll do everything in my power and in my ability to support them. But I think 6 years is a long time to be writing laws for the greatest nation in the history of nations. It's like hockey. Like, does anybody play more than a 4-minute line? That's insane. I mean, you've got to give everything you have for 6 years. And then to tell me you could do that for more and more, I just don't believe it. She's mailing it in 100%. She doesn't write laws. She doesn't do anything. And she certainly no longer cares about the people. She cares about herself. She would never, ever accept a suggestion that maybe it should be somebody else, right? Nobody around her would say it. That's what it is.
Josh, as soon as you announced her campaign sent out emails to all the newsrooms here in New York State, the first thing, you know, it seems anytime someone runs now a campaign, they're considered a MAGA Republican. What do you say when she says that you're a MAGA Republican and have a disturbing history of harassment, misogyny, and racism? What's your response to that email?
My response to that email is that I would like to talk to Kirsten Gillibrand about laws and about the policies that she supported and implemented over the last 15 years. We've heard all this MAGA, misogyny, racism bullcrap from the left for years. They just don't want to have a conversation about the laws. If all those things that they're saying are true and a problem, so then in a debate, they'll come out and they'll be reflected in the policies and the laws that I'm talking about. Are my laws racist? Are my laws misogynist? No. My laws love people, all people, men, women, like the woman who was the waitress in the restaurant who has to work an hourly wage to pay down interest on an onerous government loan in a program that Kirsten Gillibrand supports and that I would radically change and make that loan easy for people. And yet Kirsten Gillibrand doesn't care about women, and she doesn't care about that woman who's in that restaurant working her ass off. If she did, she would ask for a loan forgiveness for that woman and not for all these entitled 18-year-old children who borrow $250,000 to go to elite institutions, which recently Elise Stefanik exposed as complete frauds. So I'm on the side of truth. I'm on the side of doing right by the American people, and I would love to talk directly to the American people with Kirsten Gillibrand right there on an intellectual level. my feeling is that part of the reason they responded is that they were, that her staff and is aware that she doesn't actually have what it takes to write great laws, and she doesn't have what it takes to debate somebody like me. They probably looked up my dissertation. They probably looked up some of the other things I've written, and they were like, oh my God, this guy's a real intelligent man who understands laws. He understands legal systems. The last thing we can afford is to have Kirsten Gillibrand really compare to this guy. So you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go to that same old silly left-wing playbook, MAGA, blah, blah, racism, schmacism, misogyny, mibobany, and I'm just going to say silliness. I'm trying to help people, the woman in the restaurant, the man in the mine, the gentleman who works for Con Ed, everybody. I'm trying to help everybody. She's just trying to keep her job.
Hey, Josh, one last question. If someone wants more information on Josh Eisen, where can they go?
You just go to joshforny.com, and you'll see that some of my policies and a little bit of information about me. And again, thank you for having me, and I'll be happy to come back. And anybody has any specific questions, feel free to email us. And I love nothing more than to really speak to the voters of the state, get a feeling for what they really are concerned with, and then somehow translate that into words that are parts of great laws and beautiful laws that I'll be writing when I'm a senator.
All right, Josh Eisen, he has made the announcement running against Kirsten Gillibrand. Josh, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.